President Bush has delivered a much-anticipated policy statement on the Middle East. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, the president laid out his vision for the Palestinian people, and it is a vision that did not include Yasser Arafat as their leader.
Peace requires a new and different Palestinian leadership so that a Palestinian state can be born. I call on the Palestinian people to elect new leaders, leaders not compromised by terror. I call upon them to build a practicing democracy based on tolerance and liberty.
Mr. Bush said that as such changes take place, he will expect Israel to respond.
As we make progress towards security, Israel forces need to withdraw fully to positions they held prior to September 28, 2000. And consistent with the recommendations of the Mitchell Committee, Israeli settlement activity in the occupied territories must stop.
Here now to discuss Mr. Bush's speech is NPR diplomatic correspondent Jennifer Lutton. Jennifer, President Bush did not mention Yasser Arafat by name in this speech, but it sounds as though he's demanding that the Palestinian leader step down.
It does, very much. He said U.S. support for statehood is going to depend on a number of Palestinian reforms, new leaders, as we just heard, also new institutions, new security arrangements. Getting into a bit of detail, he said he wanted to see a parliament that had real authority, an independent judiciary that could uphold the rule of law, security forces that would have a sustained fight against terror. Basically, he called for the separation of various branches of government, branches that do exist on paper now under the old Oslo Accords, but have no real power in a system where Yasser Arafat still has all authority. And only after all these changes, he said the U.S. would support a transitional Palestinian state whose borders and sovereignty would be determined later.
But what did you understand him to be saying about getting from here to there, how these reforms of the Palestinian Authority were to take place?
Well, it almost sounded as if he were proposing an international mandate. He said, for example, on the question of security, he called for, quote, an externally supervised effort to rebuild and reform Palestinian security services. Also, he said the U.S. and other nations would work with Palestinian leaders to establish, finance, and monitor a truly independent judiciary. So it sounds like very much a lot of involvement from the international community. As one of the first steps, Mr. Bush called for local elections by the end of this year. He said the U.S. and other nations would help organize and monitor these with national elections to follow.
The president called upon the Palestinians to undertake all sorts of changes. As for the Israelis, as we heard in that clip of tape a moment ago, he said that settlement activity must stop, but that's as there are signs of progress on other areas from the Palestinians. So what's he asking of Ariel Sharon's government?
For the moment, not much. Waiting and seeing is what it sounds like. And then if the Palestinians carry out the reforms President Bush wants, he would call on them to stop building settlements, allow the Palestinian economy to develop, lift the military siege so Palestinians can move about freely. And finally, he said he would expect Israel's government to at some point negotiate a final peace deal.
And what's the president's timeline for all of this?
He said it could work in 3 years, but he said did not set a firm deadline.
Thank you, Jennifer. NPR diplomatic correspondent Jennifer Ludden.